And now, Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday, the 15th of March, 2025. The general synopsis at 1800. High, 300 miles west of Rockall, 1023. Expected Rockall, 1028 by 1800 Saturday. New lows expected North Trafalgar, 1013, and Southeast Iceland, 1019 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra. Westerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, backing westerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6 for a time. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. South at Sierra. Westerly or northwesterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first in west and 6 later in east. Showers, good. 40s Cromarty. West or northwest, 2 to 4, backing west or southwest, 3 to 5 for a time. Showers, good. 4th Tyne Dogger. Variable 2 to 4. Showers, good. Fisher. Variable 2 at first in south, otherwise northwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in northeast. Showers, good. German Bight, Humber. Northerly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in North German Bight. Showers, perhaps wintry, good, occasionally moderate. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. Northeasterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Dover and White, and 3 in Southeast Biscay. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar. Northwesterly, backing westerly, then becoming cyclonic later in north, 3 to 5. Showers becoming thundery, good, occasionally moderate. South Fitzroy. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. North Fitzroy, Seoul. Easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, decreasing 3 at times later in West Seoul. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. Easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 at times in North Irish Sea and North Shannon. Showers, good. North Rockall. Variable mainly westerly, 2 to 4. Showers, good. South Rockall, Mallon. Variable 3 or less, increasing 4 at times. Showers, good. Hebrides, South Bailey. Westerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, decreasing 2 at times later. Showers, good. North Bailey. Westerly or northwesterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first and 3 later. Showers, good. Fair Isle. West veering northwest later, 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Faroes, Southeast Iceland. Westerly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in southeast Iceland, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. North 2, 22 miles, 1022, rising more slowly. Stornoway. Southwest by west, 2, 24 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Lerwick, west, 3, 30 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, west by north, 2, 11 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Aberdeen, northeast, 1, 16 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Lucas, west, 1, 15 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Boomer, west-northwest, 2, 22 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Bridlington, north-northeast, 3, 1019, rising. Sand Eddy Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east, 5, 11 miles, 1016. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northeast, 2, 1016, rising. Jersey, Northeast 3, recent rain, 16 miles, 1,015, rising more slowly. Channel light vessel automatic. Northeast 5, 11 miles, 1,017. Scilly automatic. East-northeast 4, 16 miles, 1,018, rising. Milford Haven. North-northeast 3, 22 miles, 1,019, rising. Aberporth. East by north 2, 27 miles, 1,020, rising. Valley. Northeast 2, 27 miles, 1,021, rising. Liverpool Crosby. Northeast by north 2, 8 miles, 1,021, rising. Valentia. East by north 2, 27 miles, 1,021, rising. Ronald's Way. North northeast 2, 24 miles, 1,021, rising. Malinhead. Southwest 2, 24 miles, 1,023, rising slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic. East by south 2, more than 38 miles, 1,022, rising slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. A cold north to northeasterly airflow continues to bring a few showers to the inshore waters of England and Wales, although these will become isolated as a ridge of high pressure builds across the United Kingdom through the weekend. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 or 3 at first and south, otherwise westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 and north, veering westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4 later, showers good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable mainly northwesterly, backing southwesterly for a time, 3 or less, occasionally 4 and north, showers good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 3 or less, becoming northwest 3 or 4 for a time at first, showers good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. North or northeast 2 to 4, showers good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 in north and 6 in south, showers then fair, good. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill. Northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 from Beachy Head eastwards, showers but becoming fair for a time, good. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. Northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in east, showers then fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first near South Devon, then decreasing 3 at times, showers becoming fair later, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 at times later in north, showers becoming fair later, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. East or northeast 2 to 4, backing north or northeast 3 to 5 at a time, fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or northeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then occasionally 4 again later, fair, good. Isle of Man. Northeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then north or northwest 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Variable 3 or less, becoming north or northwest 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming northerly or northwesterly 2 to 4 later, fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 3 or less, becoming north or northwest 2 to 4 later, showers later, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable 3 or less, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5. Veering west or northwest 2 or 3 later. Showers, good. And Shetland Isles. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Occasionally 3 at first and south, then veering northwesterly 3 to 5. Showers, good. Occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping forecast. And a reminder, it's always wonderful to hear what the ships mean to you and where you tune in at 12 minutes to 1 each night. You can always drop me a line to tell me your stories of what the ships mean and sailing by to al.ryan@bbc.co.uk. Well, that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. In a few moments, we'll join the World Service for a look ahead to business matters and then the news at 1 a.m. In the meantime, on behalf of my colleague Charles Carroll in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan, here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihua.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. This is Andrew Peach with Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Tokyo and New York. The US government averts a shutdown after Democrats decided not to take a stand against the Trump administration's radical efficiency program. As its value hits $3,000 an ounce, all you ever wanted to know about gold.
Gold has been the ultimate prize in all cultures and in all ages throughout history. It's always been the number one asset class.
And the priorities for Canada's new Prime Minister.
Growing this great country by putting more money in Canadians' pockets, by creating new trade corridors with reliable partners.
But will Mark Carney call an election before dealing with Canada's economic woes? Those stories in Business Matters after the latest BBC News.
I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. President Trump says securing Russia's backing for a ceasefire in Ukraine is proving hard, but he's still confident that he'll get it. He said there'd been more calls between Moscow and Washington, and the news was encouraging.
We've had some pretty good news coming out of Russia. We're hearing good things. Who knows, but we're hearing good things. I feel that Russia is going to make a deal with us, I hope. We've spoken with President Putin. We've spoken with a lot of people.
But other world leaders are more sceptical. The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, accused his Russian counterpart of seeking to derail diplomacy and prolong the war. Palestinian officials have told the BBC the latest Gaza ceasefire negotiations failed to reach agreement between Hamas and Israel. There remain wide gaps, despite a string of meetings with Qatari and Egyptian mediators. Hamas says it's ready to release the last living Israeli-American hostage and the remains of four other dual nationals captured during the 7th of October attacks. But Israel is demanding the release of more hostages and bodies. President Trump has threatened to take severe action against Hamas if it does not release US hostages. The US Congress has avoided a government shutdown after Democratic senators dropped their opposition to a bill which will cut spending. Facing a midnight deadline, the Senate passed a stopgap measure, avoiding hundreds of thousands of workers being sent home without pay. From Washington, Merlin Thomas has the details.
10 Senate Democrats joined Republicans to pass a stopgap spending bill and avert a government shutdown. After vowing to block the bill, top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer changed his mind on Thursday and rallied other Democrats to allow the bill to advance just hours before a midnight deadline. He said although it wasn't a bill he liked, he believed triggering a shutdown would be a worse result. This bill will tide the government over.